That's news.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJM.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here, to pigs. Those oinkers are remarkably intelligent animals with a sense of social responsibility to the common good of the group. Compare that ethic to the ethic of self-entitlement expressed by pompous and petulant corporate executives like hotel magnate Monty Bennett, who recently grabbed millions of dollars in economic relief meant for small businesses. It was so stinky that even the thievish Trumpistas made him return the money. Yet, a shameless Bennett continues to insist that he deserves a government bailout. What are all those taxes we paid supposed to provide us with, anyway? He whined. Well, Monty, maybe with a literate workforce, clean water, paved streets, fire and police protection, and other public basics that subsidize your business. But our taxes aren't meant to guarantee your profit. Yet, Bennett flaunts his cluelessness. I won't apologize for being a capitalist in America, exclaimed this socialist capitalist in March as he was grabbing taxpayer handouts. Indeed, he's apparently a very poor capitalist. Last year, before the coronavirus catastrophe struck, the Ashcroft Trust that he heads had a $113 million loss and saw its stock value nosedive by 80%. Yet, he took special care of himself, pocketing $5.7 million in personal pay. This is Jim Hightower saying, meanwhile, Monty is in line for more government money from Trump and company's new $500 billion pot of cash exclusively reserved as emergency aid for giant corporations. Moreover, Bennett and his ilk can take this bailout with no requirement to use any of it to protect the paychecks or save the jobs of employees. They can even use our money to raise their own pay.
If you'd like more of Jim Hightower's real populism, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter gives you the real lowdown on which corporations, by name, are doing what to the middle class, our environment, and our democracy. Each month, the Hightower Lowdown brings you facts you didn't know, along with actions you can take to fight back. It also comes with a sense of humor. Hightower believes we can fight the gods and still have fun. Plus, get this, it's cheap. Only $15 brings you 12 issues a year. For real populism, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's the beginning of a whole brand new week here, the last week of February. A lot going on. Tomorrow is the Michigan primary. It's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. life goes on, right? There's a new over-the-top secret plan for how the Republican fascists could win in 2024. I'll share that with you in just a moment. Also, a Republican pollster shows how Trump's rise wasn't and isn't due to the will of the voters. Who's pulling the strings here? And a crazy alert, the Republican Party is warning folks that vaccines are being slipped into vegetables. Really? In the second hour of our program, Heidi Sigmund Kuda is going to drop by about Mike Johnson's ties to Russia. Also, should taxpayers support the Medicare Advantage increases in payments? Seriously, they're looking at a significant increase in payments. Also, was Navalny killed to prevent him from being freed in a prisoner swap? I'll tell you all about those things in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Peter Montgomery is going to drop by. He's got a new piece about Project 2025, how Trump loyalists and right-wing leaders are paving a fast road to fascism. And does the First Amendment apply to social media? Looks like the Supreme Court will decide. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of our program. But to start out, this new over-the-top secret plan. Back about 4 years ago, actually 4 years ago, 2 weeks from now, March 13th, 2020, I published a piece over on Alternet laying out how Republicans were then, 10 months before January 6th, planning on stealing the election for Donald Trump with fake electors and with Mike Pence not certifying all of the votes. You know, when I published that article 10 months before January 6th, people were saying, number one, don't give them any ideas. You don't have to worry about that. They already were thinking about it. And number two, Trump would never do that. That's too audacious. You know, he's not going to do that. And if he did, he wouldn't get away with it. But I was right. And that's exactly what Trump did. Now I'm hearing a new story. And by the way, this isn't just unique to me. Joy Reid talked about this on Friday of last week. The editor-at-large of Newsweek has written about it and other places, that the Republicans have a new scheme. First, they need to maintain control of the House of Representatives. The House is sworn in on January 3rd. The president is certified on January 6th. So on January 3rd, the Republicans need to maintain control of the House, even if Democrats win a majority of the House seats. Now, how do they do that? The same way that right now we see that the Tom Suozzi, the guy who won the race in New York's 3rd District, I believe it's the 3rd, has not been sworn in yet. Eric Swalwell is talking about this. He says, Eric Swalwell just announced on MSNBC that Republicans are refusing to seat Suozzi because their majority in the House is so small. I mean, you know, this is pretty straightforward stuff. And, you know, I don't, I don't know how long this is going to hang on here, how long they're going to be able to get away with this stuff. But, you know, they're saying that they're going to swear in Swazi on Thursday of this week. But the fact of the matter is they could have sworn him in before they adjourned, and they didn't. So how do the fascists win? Well, number one, you do that. You hold on to the House of Representatives. So Johnson continues to be Speaker of the House, even though the Democrats got more votes for the House of Representatives. He would just say, oh, well, you know, we've got these seven Democrats who just happen to make the majority, who we think there are problems with the elections in their home districts. And so we're going to hold off on seating them for a couple of weeks while we examine the irregularities in this election. So he gets to stay Speaker. And then as Speaker, he gets to lead the effort on January 6th to say, no, we're not going to accept the Electoral College certificates of election from, you know, a couple of states where we think something skeezy went on. And as a result, there are not 270 Electoral College votes for Trump or Biden, neither one. So what happens then? Then the election gets thrown into the House of Representatives. And in the House of Representatives, each state has one vote. Now, there are 26 states that are controlled by Republicans, 23 states that are controlled by Democrats, one that's 50-50, Pennsylvania, in terms of their congressional delegation. So you would have a 26-23 vote in the House of Representatives for Donald Trump, and he would become president. And Republicans are betting that just like when Hillary Clinton won by 3 million votes and Trump became president anyway, just like when Al Gore won by 500,000 votes and Trump became president anyway, there was no large, wide-scale outrage. There was no, you know, people didn't show up on the streets. And so there, you know, the Republicans are guessing that this time there won't be either. That, you know, it'll be, oh, yeah, everything's good. Trump is president again for four more. Yeah, there'll be some protests. But then President Trump comes in and he starts putting down the protests. I mean, this is Project 2025, right? Impose fascism on the United States. Or at least that's how, you know, some would characterize it. So I think that this is actually a possibly really big deal. And then, you know, of course, once they have done this, once they have put Trump back in the White House and they're still, you know, they're maintaining a Republican control over the House of Representatives, then the Republicans pursue their actual agenda, which is to end gay marriage and criminalize being trans, outlaw abortion and most forms of birth control, end the teaching of black history, outlaw DEI and affirmative action of any sort, shut down most functions of the EPA so the fossil fuel and chemical industries can do whatever they want to our air and water, end enforcement of our anti-monopoly laws, fire thousands of IRS investigators to make America safe for the morbidly rich tax cheats, shut down all the green initiatives and instead drill, baby, drill, sell off public lands and parks to the highest bidders, privatize Social Security and end traditional Medicare, end federal funding for public schools and colleges and outlaw unions. I mean, this is, you know, they're not hiding any of these things. These are the things that are, you know, at the top of their agenda. I really think that Americans are figuring out increasingly in increasing numbers that the Republican Party is not working for your average American. The Republican Party is working for the morbidly rich and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, of course, who is Putin's guy. And I just don't see how this can be stopped. I mean, if you have some thoughts on how it could be, I'd love to hear them. I do think that the number one thing to do is to publicize it, to let people know what's going on, to put it out there so that, you know, we can have some under, you know, have, you know, so that there can be some resistance to this that would, you know, stir up some sort of backlash in advance. Now, the one downside to that potentially is that if we publicize it heavily, and there's all this sturm und drang, and then that kind of goes away, then, you know, it becomes normalized. Oh, yeah, well, the Republicans are going to do that. Well, I guess they can legally do that. Okay, well, let's not protest. So, I'm really kind of torn about this. But that's what it seems to me is what's going on. So, what do you think? On the other side of the break, Republican pollsters talking about the rise of Trump is not just because of Trump. It's because he was enabled by a bunch of Republican elected officials. And a crazy alert. Vaccine in your tomatoes? Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some volunteers want to bring the first indoor ice center to Racine County. A study shows there's already interest in more than one rink. Here's Mark Hertzberg.
Probably start with one sheet for now. Build it with a footprint for two, the mechanicals for two.
Two-thirds of the $13 million needed to build the ice center will be raised privately, but in partnership with the county.
And we have a memorandum of understanding with the county where the county would bond $5 million. We have self-upped our ante to $10 million. We've pledged to raise $10
million. Those behind the project say ice skating, hockey, and broom ball are all good activities and for all ages. Find more information at RacineIceCenter.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. So this is fascinating. Republican pollster Sarah Longwell is the executive director of the Republican Accountability Project, and she's the publisher of The Bulwark, or a publisher. And she's come out and said that, Donald Trump has only made his giant comeback because so many elected officials across the country have been supportive of him, basically, that they have validated him to his base, to Republican voters. She notes, just 1 week after the midterms, he entered the 2024 race, announcing his candidacy to a room of bored-looking hangers-on. Even his children weren't there. Security had to pen people in to keep them from leaving during his meandering speech. And now, of course, Trump is on his way to being the Republican nominee. So what happened between those 2 points? Republican elected officials came out and endorsed him. If there had been a wave of endorsements for Nikki Haley or for Ron DeSantis instead, then, according to Sarah Longwell, this Republican executive director of the Republican Accountability Project, Trump would not be the nominee. In fact, she says this outcome was not inevitable. So why did it happen? Well, she writes, the reason is simple. Republican elites don't understand their voters. They spent 8 years making excuses for Trump and supporting him at every turn, sending the clear signal that this was his party. They spent nearly a decade saying that he was a persecuted martyr and the greatest president in history. It's frightening but not surprising that their voters thus think he's the only man for the job. Yeah. Meanwhile, Alyssa Farah Griffin, the former White House communications director under President Trump, if we're hearing from Republicans here, said that Nikki Haley's strong showing in South Carolina on Saturday should be a five-alarm fire for the Republican Party. I thought this was interesting. When Joe Biden won that race by 96% 2 weeks earlier in the Democratic primary, the New York Times indicated that his 4% loss, the 4% of people who did not vote for Joe Biden indicated that he was weak. That was the New York Times take on it. When Trump lost 40% of the vote in South Carolina, the New York Times proclaimed that he had wiped out Nikki Haley, that he had just mopped the floor with her. I don't think so. I think that, his 40%, almost 40, 39.5%, I believe it is, of South Carolina voters voted for Nikki Haley. I think that tells you that Donald Trump is going to be a very, very weak candidate in the general election. And, the question is, will Republicans eventually, the kingmakers in the GOP and the donors, will they eventually come to the conclusion that Trump can't win, that there's no way he can win, and stage an intervention between now and the Republican convention or at the Republican convention, number one? Or will the major donors of the party come to the conclusion that, Trump actually can win if we just throw enough money and support behind him, and then they just throw everything they have into it? And I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not sure that anybody does, how exactly this is going to play out. But this is, Farah Griffin is pointing out that, if you can't get 40% of the vote, if Joe Biden had failed to get 40% of the vote in the New Hampshire or South Carolina or Nevada primaries, people would be writing articles right now saying he's got to leave the race. If Joe Biden had failed to get 20% of the vote, 10% of the vote, people would be writing articles saying he's got to leave the race. So Biden wins by 96%, and it's like, well, that shows some weakness. Trump wins by 60%, and it's like, whoa, this guy is kicking Nikki Haley, kicking her butt around the state. It's not. It's almost like the media is like really, really gleefully rubbing their hands and just can't wait for Donald Trump to be in an election again. They love Donald Trump. Donald Trump is like the ultimate clickbait. You put his name in a headline, people click on it. And so, you know, he's again getting billions of dollars of free publicity, most of it positive. And that's the thing that boggles my mind is how the media is going out of their way to portray Donald Trump's losses as being victories. That said, you know, if he's the nominee, and you know, it's increasingly looking like in all probability he will be, this might be a very, very good year for Democrats, unless they pull off that strategy that I just, you know, laid out to you a minute ago. So we'll see where all this goes, but keep an eye on it. This is going to get interesting. All righty, let's pick up some phone calls here. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. A couple of fun things for you, because I amused you with this story about meeting Einstein and being so contrary with him. Gave you a couple of laughs, so two more for you. But, yeah, we have to hope that Trump is as weak as I think he's going to be as well. It's also bizarre. We just have to hope.
Yeah.
Anyway, want to hear two quick family stories?
If you wish.
Yes. Well, I was 5 years old in the dining room at my house where I was raised alongside the then just appointed Dalai Lama, a man you later studied with in, I believe, India.
Yeah. Yeah. I met him at his home in McLeod Ganj and in Dharamsala.
Yeah.
We spent a
week
with
him. Met him in my house.
Wow.
And my parents had hosted a party for Wesley Needham, who was the head of the Asian Arts Department at Yale. And Wesley wanted to give back to the people of Tibet a little collection of solid gold Buddhas and one of a carved emerald Buddha. And they were aligned on the sideboard in our dining room. And he was kneeling in front of this little collection of Buddhas. And there was incense burning for him that Wesley Needham had brought. And he was saying prayers. And I went and stood beside him. And he reached over and put his hand on my head and said a prayer over me.
Wow.
Now, what is interesting, maybe, the career I chose was the purchase and sale of Asian art, particularly Chinese, with some Tibetan.
Huh. Wow. So you were imprinted.
One other quick story. My Aunt Ann Miller was the first human being saved by penicillin.
Whoa. Wow, what an illustrious family life you've led, Nicholas. Nicholas, thank you for that.
Just Google penicillin and Miller. It'll come right up.
Will do. Okay, thank you, Nicholas. Good talking to you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We have some amazing people who participate in this program. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and congressional leaders will meet at the White House to try to come to terms on federal spending days before parts of the government will shut down. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Friday, a deadline here in Congress to avoid a partial government shutdown that could impact the paychecks and services for service members and tens of thousands of federal workers.
Donald Trump Jr. got a letter at his home that contained an unidentified white powder. Here's CBS's Pat Milton.
The eldest son of former President Trump received the letter. Police in fire and hazmat suits responded immediately and brought the substance to the laboratory for testing.
An active duty airman has died after setting himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington. Video showed him shouting "Free Palestine" as he lit himself on fire. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
It certainly is a tragic event. We do extend our condolences to the airman's family.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns a week old Tuesday. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say that wildfire season in Wisconsin is starting early this year, thanks to a lack of snow cover and unusually warm weather. Last week alone, DNR officials say they tracked 15 wildfires that burned around 30 acres. So far this year, they've tracked over 50 fires across the state. The 10-year average during the same period is 3 fires burning by this point in the year. Most of Wisconsin was under an elevated fire risk on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, some showers possible overnight, a warm low in the mid-40s. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a high to the mid-60s, and maybe a shower in the late afternoon. Some rain and snow Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Much colder and windy, currently 51 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis. You wanted to talk about the Michigan primary?
I imagine tomorrow there's going to be quite a few Arab Americans in Michigan not voting for Biden, trying to make a statement. I have to say that I'm going to be disappointed about that. I can understand that many of them have relatives in the Middle East, in Palestine in particular, and they don't like what's going on over there. And you could call it a genocide. But, you know, if Trump were to win, do they not realize that they might be rounded up and put in camps? Do they not realize that they might be put on planes and flown back to the Middle East?
Well, I think for most of these people, they're viewing it as a strategic vote. This is not a vote for Trump. They're trying to deliver a message to Biden to you know, get tough here. I mean, Clyde Preskowitz this morning sent out a newsletter arguing that Bibi Netanyahu is just now nakedly in the bag for Trump, that he wants Trump to be the next American president, and that he's going to continue doing what he's doing in defiance of Biden to help Trump specifically, to piss off Democrats, basically.
I would hope that these people would understand that, that they're being played.
I know. I totally get it. And yet, Biden has not yet taken a real, hard line with Israel, and Israel is continuing bombing, or actually, I guess it's been a pause for a couple of days, but, is threatening to continue bombing refugee camps.
Yeah, and, these people also need to listen a little bit, because Biden has already said he wants a two-state solution. Yeah. He said he wants a ceasefire, temporary anyway.
Yep.
And they aren't listening to that. And if anything, they're just playing into Netanyahu's hands, because if Trump were to become president again, we could kiss our democracy goodbye. Right. And these people need to wise up.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, I have to say, Biden could be a little more forceful. He could tell Netanyahu, here's some money for you. We've been giving you money all these years. And then you act like this. And this is not, you're displaying something that's totally undemocratic. You're displaying you're displaying what a Nazi country would do. You're acting like Nazis.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah. But I get your point, Dennis. I totally get your point. And, this has got to be
between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, it's got to be a hell of a challenge inside the White House, figuring out how to deal with this, because there just is no, easy answer. There is no simple solution here. This is a problem that has been festering for a half a century, and has been made far worse in the last decade by Bibi Netanyahu openly promoting Hamas, giving Hamas money, giving Hamas protection, letting Hamas do whatever they want in Gaza. And then when they attacked Israel, for some reason, the Israeli military just like looking the other way for 7 or 8 hours. I mean, something weird is going on there. And a lot of Israelis are starting to ask what the hell's going on here, too.
All roads lead back to Putin, don't they?
Could be. It could be, or it could be Trump and Putin. We'll see. Dennis, thank you for the call. Brian in Minneapolis. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Hunter Biden is going to testify, and under the penalty of perjury if he lies. But the question I have is, why don't the questioners have an obligation to be truthful in the questions that they ask? And they should be under the same penalty of perjury if they formulate a lie to get a question from the purple people that are interviewed.
Yeah, I understand your sentiment, but the speech and debate clause in the Constitution gives absolute immunity to any member of Congress for anything they do or say while they're acting as a member of Congress. So they can lie, they can cheat, they can steal. The only way to hold them accountable is, excuse me, I have hiccups here, is through the Ethics Committee. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. The other thing is that, if Biden were to take on Trump's ethics, if he doesn't like the outcome of the election in November, he can declare martial law and tell everybody to go fly a kite and stay in office.
Right. He won't, but according to Republican theory, he could, which again highlights just how insane and dangerous this all is. Brian, thank you. Well said. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Not too much, Tom. Look, I'm going to sound like I have Trump derangement syndrome. I get that from liberals sometimes, my fellow liberals, because I really respect them. But think we're fully getting the gravity and threat presidency. And the last time I said this is I blamed Trump for everything that's going on in between Israel and Palestine. The response I got was, oh, come on, Dave, that's been going on for 1,000 years. Yes, but look, Trump the other day said, if Joe Biden wins, we're going to have Antifa and Hamas running the streets. Now, everybody laughs that up as, Trump just being off his meds or something.
Right.
But look, I don't think so. Our only choice there is to allow refugees in, because whether we like it or not, Israel in Benjamin Netanyahu's plan, the exact same mistakes we made when we went into Iraq and Afghanistan. And the bottom line is they're going to have to just kill their way out of it, just like we tried to do on several
occasions. Right, and as General Stanley McChrystal said to me on this program, we can't kill our way to victory in Afghanistan. And he was leading the forces in Afghanistan when he said that.
And to my main point, and this is where I'm going to disagree with you, I looked at this prisoner swap thing with Navalny's death because it was complicated, right? We're talking about Whalen and Gershkovich. And then that Russian that's in Krasikov,
right,
that's in German custody.
Right, the assassin.
Now, I believe
that's the one that Putin wants back.
Assassin. Well, and the reason why I really looked at that is because Petrushev, who used to be in charge of the FSB, he's very old, Petrushev. He was fingered as a possible successor to Putin. And I'm like, okay, Petrushev would be really ticked off the Germans aren't releasing him. But we have burned the Germans several times in intelligence operations. I don't think so. I think this Navalny's death falls squarely on Donald J. Trump and the Republicans. I don't think I have Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah. Look, Tom.
Did you see what Otto Schultz did this morning? No, I get it. Speaking of the Germans, did you see what Otto Schultz did this morning? The German parliament just voted. The German parliament just voted to give Ukraine long-range missiles, something that they've been begging for since the very beginning of the war, and Schultz just vetoed it.
Well, Tom, I'm only bringing this up to you because you've got a lot of experience you don't cop to, and I don't blame you. But you know about the guns of August, right? You know about that story, and that's where we're at with this Ukraine-Russia situation. In the news right now, they're saying there's all these retreats. They're presenting it as something new. No, they knew those retreats were coming, and President Zelensky said that Russia is planning another offensive coming up. They know all this stuff. We're in a guns of August scenario, Tom.
Yeah.
It's incredibly dangerous. Republicans and Trump specifically, I'm not going to say he's an agent, but he's definitely a plant. And what they're doing is they're just signaling to Russia all the time. You know, kill who you want. Look at what Trump's doing with Navalny's death. He's mocking. Yeah. He's almost mocking this guy's death, Tom.
I know. No, I get it. You know, Trump is totally in the bag for Putin. Dave, your points are all real well made. Thank you very much. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thank you. I wanted to highlight HBO is doing a great job in documentaries. Just last week, I saw a couple of documentaries, one about Frederick Douglass, called Frederick Douglass in 5 Speeches. What a great statesman he was. Very impressed. And the second one is they did another documentary called The Perfect Weapon about how Russia and China are meddling with U.S. misinformation about the elections. So I just wanted to throw that out at you. Hopefully your listeners can watch those. They're really good. Okay.
You said The Perfect Weapon on HBO?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll have to check it out. All right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Yeah.
Thank you, Alfredo. Good talking to you. Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
I love the critical thinking people are doing. I have a critical thought about these red states with their abortion laws, how they all of a sudden went up with rapes. Well, first of all, who's going to pay for the child? Is it going to be the state or is it going to be the church? And what is stopping women from saying, hey, why get in the conundrum with having to point out who's going to pay for the kid as far as the father? I'll just say I was raped, and now the state have to support the kid, and the father ain't going to get hounded. And then you could take it one step farther. Are they going to start requiring DNA from the baby and then put that in the SCOTUS so that when something comes across, they can get the father of the child? And all this is going to cost money. And, you know, all these, not to mention, you know, the unwanted kids or whatever, but how many of these pregnancies are women just say, hey, well, if I just tell them I'm raped, well, then, you know, I don't have to worry about support.
I don't think that's going to happen much, Rick. Going to the police and say you've been raped is a big deal. And doing it as a lie is also a crime. So I just, you know, I think it's a concern that doesn't have any foundation in reality. It's not even a concern, I would say. We'll be right back. We're picking up your calls here. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yeah, and as Sean just said, women don't take this topic lightly either. We'll be right back, 46 minutes past the hour.
News, talk, and sports. Talk about your trouble. Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie. 1400 AM, 99.1 FM, WRJN.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Shoes are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some volunteers want to bring the first indoor ice center to Racine County. A study shows there's already interest in more than one rink. Here's Mark Hertzberg.
Probably start with one sheet for now. Build it with a footprint for two, the mechanicals for two.
Two-thirds of the $13 million needed to build the ice center will be raised privately, but in partnership with the county.
And we have a memorandum of understanding with the county where the county would bond $5 million. We have self-upped our ante to $10 million. We've pledged to raise $10
million. Those behind the project say ice skating, hockey, and broom ball are all good activities and for all ages. Find more information at RacineIceCenter.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We saw, you know, their coats got shinier, they lost a little bit of weight, they've got a spring in their step they didn't have before. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Check it out. drmartypets.com/Tom. THOM. 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. James in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Going back to what you said earlier in regards to the primaries in South Carolina, I think you left out one important fact, and I saw this on the news yesterday. They interviewed multiple Democrats that said they voted for Haley to vote against Trump. So if you put those numbers in there, it skews what you said about Trump only getting 60% of the vote. I mean, a lot of Democrats voted against Trump, which doesn't add to the equation.
That's a good point.
And also,
that's a good point, James. Yeah. On the other hand, if Biden, let's say that Trump actually, the number of Republicans who voted against Trump, instead of being 40%, was only 20%. If Biden had a 20% blowback against his effort to become reelected, everybody would be calling for him to drop out of the race.
I have a good answer for that.
I'm listening.
It's Biden. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything. Who's running against Biden? How would he have not got? How come he didn't get 100%?
Marianne Williamson was running against him. Chuck Huger was running against him, and Dean Phillips, who's a sitting member of Congress, was running against him.
Nobody in the media has said that. I have not heard anything on CNN, Fox, anybody even said who's running against him.
Then,
so that's why.
Then,
if they
then
have,
you're just watching Fox. James, I'm sorry.
Well, I just said CNN. I just.
I know
CNN.
You said it, but I've heard.
You know why?
I've heard entire segments on CNN about Dean Phillips.
Tom, a smart man listens to both sides and make a decision based on the information given to him. And also, in regards to what you said about people voting for Trump because Republicans support him, I don't support the Republican Party. I support Donald Trump because of what he did when he was in office. And also, Tom, I don't know if you noticed what you have to pay now as an example of what the economy, how bad it is. You go to McDonald's for a Big Mac meal and you pay $12. Inflation is out of control. That's what people see. That's what affects us every day is our income.
James, you know, our inflation rate now in the United States is lower than any other industrialized country in the world because of the success of Joe Biden and the internet and the Inflation Reduction Act. I know you don't care about it. I get it, James. Steve in New Boston, Michigan. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Excuse me. Remember, I called you on Friday and I gave you a link and about a doctor who's writing blogs on Ukraine, essays on a nation's fight for survival.
Kost Elisevich. I am looking at his website right now. In fact, I read it. I took your suggestion seriously. I've got the tab up on my computer right now.
Okay, good. Well, we got a small problem. Somebody named Pat Sweeney writes comments on the YouTube on the right side of the screen, and Pat Sweeney wrote that site cannot be reached. But the reason for it is because Pat spelled cost with a C instead of a K.
Oh, okay.
So anybody reading Pat Sweeney's comment is going to say, oh, I cannot go see these because it's not available. Yeah. It's not true. Pat spelled it wrong. How do we make this right so people know?
Well, I think people do. I mean, the website is K-O-S-T, cost, Elisevich, E-L-I-S-E-V-I-C-H .com. And,
correct.
So we got it. Thank you very much, Steve. Rachel in Needham, Massachusetts. Hey, Rachel, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I'm calling because of an earlier woman, I forget her name, was talking about Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And I watched a short clip this morning. What was his name? Major Garrett?
Yeah.
That is that name?
He's
has a podcast. He's good. And he has a podcast called The Takeout. And I listened to it today. And this was from February 25th. So Major interviewed Patrick Henry or Mick Henry. I'm sorry.
McHenry. Yeah.
And
McHenry is being critical of Mike Johnson. He's the guy who preceded Johnson. And he's critical of him not bringing the Ukraine aid to the floor.
Right. He was an interim guy. During this, I think it's an interesting clip to watch because a couple of things that he talks about. One, he seems optimistic. Now, I can't explain to you how he explained that it will work out in the end, that Ukraine will get funding.
Right.
But he talked about that.
But in the meantime, also, Ukrainians are dying right now. As a result of Mike Johnson withholding aid. I mean, it's so wrong. Rachel, thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. We'll be back hitting the top of the hour here. Heidi Sigmund Kuda is going to be with us. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM,
WRJN. Tuesday, I'm Matt Nair on air. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us to explain the difference between charitable groups and political donation groups. Make sure you join us.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.